Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes for the holiday season. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ashley Talley from Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
Hey, Ashley, how are things in North Carolina?
They're good.
They're good. Now, I assume Carolina Beach, you're out there on the shore.
I am, right by the ocean.
Wow. Yeah, I'm smart that way.
I can hear the wind.
You can hear, is that the ocean we hear back then?
Possibly.
Are you in the shower?
I know people listen in the shower. They usually don't call in, though. Risk electricity. Ashley, welcome to our show. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in the last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
For fatigue, most quick fixes are crap. Coffee is useless, and so is a firm slap. Ooh. Our answer is inspired. If you're feeling tired, just lie down and have a quick
nap.
Yes. Scientists have rocked our world once more. A new study from France has shown that the best solution, if you are feeling sleepy, go to sleep. What they did was they compared going to sleep with other cures for sleepiness, such as drinking coffee. What they did is they forced 12 people to drive 125 miles, and then they made them drive the same distance again after either having a little nap or just drinking some coffee or some decaf for control purposes. Mm-hmm. And not surprisingly, the decaf and coffee drinkers were weaving all over the road. But the people who had taken naps, though they were a little cranky, they drove a lot better.
And the ones who took a nap while driving died.
That was not successful. Next up for the scientists, determining whether a glass of water is the best cure for being thirsty. And also what to do when you have an itchy nose.
Ooh.
All right, here is your next limerick.
The CD leaves most humans agog. It's so high-pitched, our ears just hear fog. Unlike Jingle Bell barking, they're quiet and harking. It's Silent Night, made for a...
dog?
Oh. Right. So you're wondering, of course, what to get the dog in your life for Christmas. How about a CD single that only he can hear?
Oh,
it's sold.
Wonderful.
It's sold as a Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals fundraiser. It's called A Very Silent Night, and it is supposedly recorded at frequencies too high for humans to hear. Mm. There's an accompanying video, which features dancing dogs and rapper De Hamo as Santa, which you can't hear either.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Carriage, head of the SPCA, says he played the song for some dogs, and quote, they all think it's pretty good, but in varying degrees of praise. Be warned, though, puppies tend to rock out to the new song, while your 6 to 10-year-old dogs will compare it unfavorably to the inaudible sounds of their youth.
Mm.
And can humans actually see the video? Or?
Well, humans can see the video,
okay. But
no sound emits.
Well, I didn't know if it was something that could only be seen by dogs.
All right, here's your last limerick.
To let reindeer slow down to a canter, don't dismiss our advice as mere banter. Relocation's the goal, old man, ditch the North Pole. Make Kyrgyzstan home base for...
Santa.
Right. Santa, naturally, based at the North Pole because it is equidistant from each hemisphere. But that's old school thinking. Sweco is a Swedish engineering consulting firm. They help other companies with logistics and processing. And they did a study of population centers. They gave statistical weight to the nice children, of course. And they plotted that for optimum distribution patterns, Santa should launch every year, not from the North Pole, but from the Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan, currently ruled by a Stalinist personality cult. But Santa's down with that because, really, what is his workshop but a Stalinist personality cult?
Ooh.
We tried to get Santa's reaction to this, but all the calls to the North Pole were rerouted to his new call center in Bangalore.
What if Santa has a press secretary? Fields questions like that.
That would be a good job.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Seasonal work.
You have to answer questions about, like, when did Santa know that you were sleeping?
Yeah.
Carl, how did Ashley do in our quiz?
Ashley nailed it, Peter. Three correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Well done. Oh, congratulations, Ashley.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.